Two Fat Guys Talk, E3 2016, Nintendo Treehouse presentation, day one. Not the full thing. We're recording as of, we're recording at about 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 Pacific. So, we've been kind of watching on and off since it started back at 10 Mountain. I'm not joined by Dave today because Dave was whining about, like, how, you know, he doesn't want to watch Nintendo One, and it's just a treehouse. It's not a real presentation, and he's all jealous because Nintendo won the last three E3s in a row. So I have Poe with me. Hi, Poe.
Hello.
Friend of the show, Poe, who's been on the show before. What do you think of what Nintendo has shown in the treehouse so far?
So far, from what I've seen, I think it looks all pretty solid, pretty informative so far.
So we've seen they started off with some Zelda.
No, they started off with Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, they showed Zelda first, and then they went to Pokemon Sun and Moon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went right back to Zelda. So let's talk quickly about Pokemon Sun and Moon. We know you can customize your trainer like you could in X and Y. A couple of new Pokemon were shown, and the atmosphere is very Hawaiian, kind of a South Pacific Islander kind of locale. But it's Pokemon. There's some UI improvements, like you can view the buffs and debuffs that Pokemon have been hit with, which is nice info to have on hand, and which your attacks are effective and super effective, but otherwise nothing major. It's Pokemon. They didn't show anything terribly groundbreaking, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. I thought the UI enhancements were probably the better, you know, one of the better things about this generation. Like, to see the buffs and debuffs like certain Mega Ten games do, that's actually like pretty amazing. And the whole thing where once you fought a Pokemon at least once, your moves will now say whether it's effective or super effective or not very effective. As you said during that part, you were like, oh great, that should have been in the first generation.
Yeah, this is the seventh gen of Pokemon, and we're only getting some quality of life stuff that should have been around. Like, okay, first generation was Game Boy, and so was second. By the time third generation Game Boy Advance came around, there should have been more thought put into that, I think. But it's Pokemon. It's going to be Pokemon. So no real world shattering there. Legend of Zelda... Breath of the Wind, is that the name of the game?
Breath of the Wild
starts us with Link being taken out of some kind of cryo sleep chamber in what appears to be a very technological building. In fact, his an item he has with him, it seems to be the tablet of the Sheikah, which is for all intents and purposes a computer. Like, it has a very digital-looking map of the surrounding area. You can scan items with it, a la Metroid Prime. It's very fascinating. Like, I heard people online while we were watching this thing that they think that maybe this is a far, far future type of idea. Because you encounter an old man near the beginning.
Kind of like Zelda 1.
He talks about how travelers are kind of a rare thing in Hyrule these days. And you are awakened to save Hyrule again, which means this isn't pre-Skyward Sword, for sure, because the Hyrule wasn't even a thing until the end of that game. So,
I went on a little joke, like, I saw this one thing on the net about how someone made a Zelda-ish timeline for Donkey Kong Country, uh-huh. Where it's like there's three different timelines, and all of them end with Donkey Kong Barrel Blast. I'm thinking that this Breath of the Wild might be, semi-jokingly, the one that links all three timelines of the Zelda one to Breath of the Wild, because this whole Magitek concept is actually pretty intriguing, and it's so wide and, vast in this world now.
It's kind of like Nintendo's take on an Elder Scrolls game, but since it's Nintendo and Zelda combat, even 3D Zelda combat, which I'm not a big fan of, it's still miles above anything in freaking Elder Scrolls anything. The gameplay, like, you're encouraged to just pick up weapons you find lying around, and you can use them, and they have durability and eventually break, and you can carry a certain amount. You can throw them at the enemy, it'll break them immediately, but do a bunch of damage. You can find shields, you can surf on them to go downhill, but that costs durability for the weapon, or for the armor. You can find armor and equip armor, like, right in the first chamber you find a plain shirt and pants, and you can find better armor as you go on. And you're kind of encouraged to not make too big a connection with any weapon or item you find, because it's fleeting, it's temporary.
And I do like for the... You know, like when you go to different environments, you have to prepare yourself accordingly. Like if you go into like a snowy area when you're like all wearing just regular shirts and pants, Link will start shivering like when you're on the menu. And if you don't put on warmer clothes, then you will start taking damage because you're freezing to death.
Yeah, and you can fight enemies you're not prepared for. Like there's no experience or leveling that I could see. But there, like, he did encounter this one mechanical enemy that he scanned it and found out its hit points, and he was doing like nothing with his current gear, right?
Yeah.
He almost kept getting one-shotted because he kept eating food. And it seems if you eat food that takes your health above its maximum, you gain that extra health, but only temporary. Like your health can push above maximum temporarily, which is nice. So you're not wasting the item. You find food and it heals your health. Like they're really taking this seamless world thing to its extent. The only loading screen I saw is when they delved into one of the shrines, which they said are like mini dungeons. There are over 100 of them in the game. Even the area they showed of the game was for this one plateau. The area they showed is this one plateau, which is just a small portion of the overworld, and it's still enormous. Like they said, over the weekend, not everyone's going to find everything, and that tells me that there's probably a dungeon hidden in there somewhere, and it would be cool to see someone over the E3 Treehouse event, which actually continues tomorrow. It would be cool to see someone find whatever's hidden under that plateau. Do you have any more thoughts on Zelda Tree or on Nintendo Treehouse for today and the Zelda stuff they've shown so far?
I do like how they do have, like, some... They show, like, the amiibos, and they do have some amiibo support for Breath of the Wild. Like, you know how the people who bought, like, the special edition for Twilight Princess that came with the Wolf Link amiibo? I was like, oh, sure, you only have, like, one use for it when the amiibo in the Twilight Princess game where it accesses a special dungeon. But if you use this Wolf Link amiibo in Breath of the Wild, it actually gives you an AI-controlled Wolf Link ally, you know, that travels alongside your character and kills things for you too. But otherwise, it does look pretty good. It looks amazing, actually. But otherwise, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, this and Horizon Zero Dawn look like kind of the big Elder Scrolls killers, which I love because I hate Bethesda games so much. They're terrible. But that's just me. This actually gave me a Horizon Zero Dawn vibe because it's like weird, it's like a mix of fantasy and the mechanical, and enemies that are kind of, they seem like like creatures of the wild, but they're clearly robots, and I get that kind of vibe. So that's it for for the Two Fat Guys Talk individual E3 summaries. Dave and I are going to be doing a post E3 cast possibly as soon as tomorrow, possibly this coming weekend, and possibly only the weekend after. It all depends on when we're able to see each other again. If there are any big announcements or Treehouse stuff tomorrow or other companies announcing cool shit, we'll probably make another audio file or two. Until then, take it easy, folks.
Meh.